This is KJZZ's Sun Up. It is your daily news update from here in Phoenix on our state and region. I'm Phil Latzman. Good day to you. Hope you had a nice weekend. We bring you this podcast as a daily digest of the news events here in Arizona. Welcome to the new week. It is Monday, March the 9th. Let's kick it off with a check of the news. Well, a federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration's actions to dismantle the Voice of America, led by former Arizona gubernatorial and Senate candidate Kari Lake, are illegal. The district court judge said Saturday that Lake, President Trump's choice to lead the federal agency overseeing Voice of America, did not have the authority under the law to take those actions. His ruling comes after a lawsuit was filed by three journalists who were laid off. In reaction, Lake called it, quote, a bogus ruling by an activist judge that will be appealed. The journalists say they feel vindicated. Well, a new report card is a grade for the health of the Verde River. The watershed runs through northern Arizona on the way to the Phoenix area. Environmentalists say its C-plus grade is more than meets the eye, as Alex Hager reports.
The river also got a C-plus 5 years ago. One of the big reasons was a lack of data about water quality. So because of that, the nonprofit Friends of the Verde River has upped its monitoring efforts. But what it found wasn't great. David Gressley directs the group.
We're monitoring over 50 locations in the Verde watershed, not just the river, but the tributaries coming in as well. We're starting to see some trend lines that show where some work needs to be done.
The Verde saw big improvements in other categories, like habitat for birds and animals. The river scored an A-plus for visitor satisfaction. That grade was largely driven by high marks for recreational access. Alex Hager, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, medical residency applications have dropped significantly in abortion-restricted states following the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade. As Ignacio Ventura reports, that is the finding of a research team that included the University of Arizona and two other schools.
A U of A researcher partnered with the University of Washington and UNC Chapel Hill to analyze application rates before and after the Supreme Court decision. The findings reveal disparities in the states where abortion restrictions have been implemented. Anisha Gangali is an assistant professor of medicine at UNC.
It's not surprising that residency applications would be dropping to states that have enacted abortion restrictions. And we had originally hypothesized that this would be worse for women compared to men.
But that hypothesis was wrong. While the rates fell for both genders, the drop was bigger for men. Ignacio Ventura, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
A Valley-based nonprofit that helps people experiencing homelessness obtain IDs is bringing its mobile kiosk to Tucson. Jill Ryan has details on that.
Headquartered in downtown Phoenix, the Homeless ID Project has been able to provide IDs in partnership with the Arizona Department of Transportation and the tech company Kindrel. Mobile kiosks allow the project to provide easier access to those homeless around the valley by meeting them where they are. Rick Mitchell, who heads the nonprofit, says this Thursday they'll be at the Woods Memorial Library in Tucson to host a mobile kiosk demonstration.
We are currently going down there on a periodic basis providing services. And because we have all the provider community together on that day, we thought that would be a good time to show them what the kiosk can do.
Officials at the nonprofit say they're in the process of obtaining a second kiosk. Jill Ryan, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Democratic Congresswoman Adelita Grijalva sought to create a safeguard by requiring ICE to consult with tribes before conducting actions on tribal lands. But her effort to attach that requirement to a DHS funding bill failed last week. Grijalva says tribes in southern Arizona remain fearful.
They're all concerned with the presence of ICE and how they are profiling their members because, you know, they might look like working people who have darker skin.
Some tribal members in Arizona have been swept up by the Trump administration's immigration crackdown, including Peter Yazzie, a Navajo man who was detained by ICE at a gas station recently in Peoria. A professor from Arizona State University collaborated on an article about how artificial intelligence may cause businesses to lose their knowledge. ASU Management and Entrepreneurship Professor Don Lang shared how organizations relying on AI models face the risk of becoming outdated due to a lack of human expertise. He says people need to be cautious with the advancement of technology.
We are in a changing time now where AI is a little bit of an unknown, and we're all getting used to this changing world, and executives need to be on top of this as well.
The study was done in collaboration with a professor from the University of Passau in Germany. Well, Sonora's governor says his government hopes to one day build a highway connecting the small border town of Sasabe with the rest of the Mexican state's highway system. From the Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Sonora, Nina Kravinsky has more.
Sonoran Governor Alfonso Durazo told reporters the highway project would make it easier for Arizona residents to visit more of the state's long Gulf of California coastline.
Obviamente, su demanda de playa y sol,
their demand for beach and sun, for lodging and hotels, will change from Puerto Peñasco and San Carlos to the beaches of Caborca, Durazo says. The municipality of Caborca includes a series of small beach towns south of the current popular beach destination of Puerto Peñasco or Rocky Point. The project would involve paving much of the long stretch of road between the Sonoran town of Altar and the small port of entry into Arizona at Sasabe. Durazo's government has not released a detailed plan or announced funding for the highway project. Nina Kravinsky, KJZZ News, Hermosillo.
Well, there's a new career pathway for tribal students looking at wildland firefighting jobs. Gabriel Pietrazio has more on the partnership between the Bureau of Indian Education and Bureau of Indian Affairs.
High schoolers across six BIE-run schools are participating, including Northwest High School in Shiprock on the Navajo Nation.
This just happened to occur organically.
Carmelia Bacenti is Danette and Chief Academic Officer for the Bureau of Indian Education. She credits President Trump's executive order on expanding educational freedom. They're also pitching the curriculum to colleges.
We are trying to somewhat steer them towards being stewards of our lands. That doesn't always happen.
Gar Fisher's with the BIA Division of Wildland Fire Management. He says they're teaching coursework about leadership, fire suppression, and FEMA readiness. Once done, students put their training to the test during a field day.
They get to put the gear on, how it feels. They get to look like a firefighter.
That equipment is expensive, says Bacenti, which is why the BIE is buying it now. Gabriel Pietrazio, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
Well, some interesting science news now. Researchers have identified a surprising crop that has potential as a future fuel source, cactus pears. It's a plant that grows, of course, here in Arizona and could save a lot of water while helping power a hotter, drier Mountain West. Caleb Bradle has more.
Scientists at the University of Nevada, Reno have received a $9 million grant from the U.S. Department of Energy to find out whether cactus pear can become a viable biofuel crop. Over the next 5 years, the team will test hundreds of cactus pear varieties at sites from Arizona to Florida, measuring how much biomass they produce under different rainfall conditions. They're also studying the plant's genetics and the microbes around its roots to better understand how it survives with so little water, says lead scientist John Cushman.
We want to scale up where we can plant this. And being a desert-adapted plant, it can be grown in places where other biofuel feedstocks cannot be grown.
If successful, Cushman says cactus pear could help farmers produce renewable fuels like ethanol and biodiesel while using significantly less water. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Well, did you know for 16 years, visitors could sleep in a suite inside a giant cave near the Grand Canyon? As Bridget Dowd reports, the room was recently dismantled, but visitors can still enjoy the cavern in other ways.
The room at the Grand Canyon Caverns and Inn recently gained attention on social media when popular TikToker Mark Sebastian stayed there as part of his Great American Gay Side Quest series.
It was mandatory that I show you this before it gets closed down, because this has got to be one of the weirdest places that I've ever stayed in.
He goes on to show the room, complete with running water, a microwave, two queen beds, and even a TV setup with DVDs. But the room has hosted its last guests. The inn's marketing manager, Elena Bria, says that's because they want to preserve the rare forms of selenite that exist in the cave.
The oils on our fingers are very damaging to them. There's visible decay in the cave from when people were allowed to just kind of roam about without any rules.
She says while people will no longer be able to stay there unsupervised, the 2,400-foot-long cavern will continue to operate a variety of tours and a small wedding venue. Bridget Dowd, KJZZ News, Phoenix.
In sports, big night for the Suns. Devin Booker had 30 points and 10 assists. They stopped the Charlotte Hornets' road winning streak at 10 games with a 111-99 victory last night in Phoenix. Booker just 1 of 6 from three-point range, but he made all 15 Of his free throws, Colin Gillespie and Jalen Green each scored 24 for the Suns, who've now won 4 of 5. Racing, Ryan Blaney completed a Team Penske sweep at Phoenix Raceway by winning the Cup Series NASCAR race yesterday in Avondale. Blaney passed 49 cars to earn his 18th career victory and second in Phoenix, and the victory came during a weekend celebration for Team Penske's 60th season of competition during a desert doubleheader that bundled IndyCar and NASCAR together. Joseph Newgarden won Saturday's IndyCar race. That was also Penske. And that does it for this edition of KJZZ Sun Up, Arizona's morning news podcast on this Monday, March the 9th. I'm Phil Latsman. Thanks for joining us. We'll do this again tomorrow, and we'll talk to you then.